is our guest. Your phone calls are coming up. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Alan's one of those few guests we can get on to talk about basically any subject. I have read hundreds and hundreds of books written by the globalists. I have read thousands of their own documents, tens of thousands of news articles, their white papers. And so that's why when I get Alan Watt on, I know he knows what he's talking about. Because he knows the exact same info I know, but from sometimes a different perspective and his own way of delivering it. And so I've been asking some of the questions here. I want him to get into whatever he thinks is most important and news that's happened lately and things that are developing and where he sees the world, what he thinks of these shootings and at the Pentagon and the kamikaze attack and the calls for censoring the web. But you were getting into antisocial behavior. They now call taking a photo of your child in the U.S., or in England, at a park, antisocial pedophilia. They're arresting people who take photos of their daughters in bikinis in their own pool. That's now illegal, though there's not a law. They're now demonizing it's political correctness into every level where they're just coming after the citizenry. So, Alan Watt, continue along those lines.
Yeah, this is the Fabian technique that was also used in the Soviet system, where they believe that through scientific alteration of the mind itself through different techniques, they can create the type of person they want. And as a form of political correctness, now they tried it out extensively in China. China was the prototype model after the Soviet Union for this more advanced form of collectivism, where everyone thinks the same, says the same things, behaves the same way, even sometimes dresses the same way, depends on the era. But they had two men working at the United Nations who dreamed up the idea to test out on China using social approval and social disapproval. And what they did, they studied the cultural history of the Chinese, and they found out that traditionally, with certain objectives in mind, depopulation was one. And traditionally, China had often, very often as a matter of this culture, had killed off newborn children, especially females, if they didn't need so many, type of thing. And they thought, how can we bring this into the new system where we want to really drastically reduce their population? They actually encouraged that, as you know, and they brought in the one-child-per-family policy. Initially, and the guys at the UN said this in one of their own statements recently, they said initially the militia had to come to drag women to the abortion clinics if they had a second pregnancy. Now they've trained the public that the neighbors themselves will drag the woman in to the clinic because they consider it as antisocial to have a second child. You're robbing the food from someone else's mouth, type of thing. You're not collective enough. And get really angry, they'll do it.
And that's what the phony environmental movement is all about, is teaching us the pie doesn't grow, rising tides don't raise all ships. Anyone doing well is your enemy, and so you need to get into the collectivist model. And once we have collectivist health care, then we've got to tax what you eat and do because we're all paying for it, and this is the nasty trick that the collectivist paradigm uses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I say, it's called social approval and disapproval. And in China, the two guys, it was such a success. These guys dreamed up, these two neuroscientists, they dreamed up this idea. They said it was such a success that they then turned, they were the guys who brought in the United Nations war on smoking. And they trained the children at school to have Pavlovian responses if they saw anyone light up a cigarette 20 feet away. And I've witnessed that myself. They go into a sort of paroxysm, a spasm of coughing and waving their hands at 20 feet away. That's Pavlovian
response. Oh, yeah. Alan, I have trouble with smoking. I start it. I stop it. I've got a real problem with tobacco. And I was out at Port Aransas. My wife and kids are inside eating. I don't smoke anywhere near them a few weeks ago. And I fell off the wagon and was smoking cigarettes. And I went out on the back deck and fired up a cigarette. And a woman in the parking lot, no exaggeration, had to be 40 feet away. I just lit the cigarette and she starts waving her hands, coughing, and freaking out, and runs over and says, "Your cigarette is hurting me." I mean, this is a control freak. And I said, "Hey, lady, you know, don't worry, your police state's taking over. Don't worry." But I said, "Enjoy the fluoride they put in your water. Enjoy the mercury in your shots. I bet you don't have a problem with that."
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's hundreds of different ways that the establishment conditions us to be tattletales, to hate our fellow man. The torture porn in the movies, all the violence, the conditioning, the dividing us into all these different groups along race, religion, sex. But look at Europe. They say, we're going to ban Nazi websites. Oh, sounds reasonable to some. You know, Nazis are bad. Then they've got the precedent set, and now, oh, you can't criticize the EU. You can't criticize GMO food. You can't criticize the town council. Now the White House says you can't criticize groups. And so once they set the precedent there, they expand it. They create the perception that guns are illegal with TV ads and billboards showing a picture of a revolver or a shotgun, legal almost everywhere, but a few cities like D.C. and Chicago. And they say, report illegal guns. And then your neighbor's ignorant. I see every few days articles where some old guy comes out with his rifle to go to the shooting range. Neighbors call the cops. They pull him over. They go ahead and arrest him. So it's all this perception with this dumbed-down population. And now they're going into the next phase. Alan's talked a lot about this, and we're going to get more into how they're conditioning us. But then I want to get into contestants turn torturers in French TV experiment and how they're duplicating. Give me a document cam shot, please. The Stanford prison experiment. And we're going to go over that experiment in 71. A team of researchers led by psychology professor Philip Zimbardo at Stanford University, 24 undergraduates were selected out of 70 to play the roles of both guards and prisoners in a mock prison in the basement. And they told them that we're going to randomly torture them. They were told it was real. They hired actors, and they found that the vast majority would murder people and believe they were murdering. Well, now there's all these new Hollywood movies coming out about torture. I saw another one. I think I sent you the trailer. I think it's called The Final. Pull up that. It's on YouTube. It's the top video right now, The Final. And, the kids that aren't cool, they capture 50 of the other cool kids, and they torture them and murder them, and it's a great good thing. So this is the massive conditioning. So when our neighbor's being drug away, we don't care if we're being drug away later, and our neighbor won't care when we're drug away because we're all being conditioned to it. Alan Watt.
Yes. In fact, there's a movie, a very good movie came out in Germany, called The Experiment, and that was based on that particular experiment, because we're doing it in other countries too. And it works the same way wherever they do it. People really who don't know themselves, and that's the old maxim from thousands of years ago, know thyself. If you don't know yourself, you immediately get submerged into role-playing, and you adapt into the role. And sadomasochism takes over, actually, in prison guard society, between the prisoners and the wardens. And once the actors themselves, the people who take on these roles as prisoners, once they start talking back to the wardens literally react with anger. How dare you? You're subservient. We hate you because you're so compliant. You're on your knees. This is sadomasochistic behavior. And it's also used in the military. That's where they really got it from. When you join the military, the first thing they teach you is you're not a person anymore, an individual. You're part of the team. All that matters is the force. And
well, it's classic cult brainwashing. They shave your head, sleep deprivation, They torture you, and then you're no longer a maggot. Then you're now a human because you're part of our group, and that's your only identity. And now in the public schools, the terror attack drills where they tell the kids it's real. They tell them it's the gun owners that are doing this. It's the conservatives. It's the libertarians. It's the homeschoolers that are going to do this. That's why we had to torture you. That's why we've got to watch you with cameras in the bathroom. It's their fault. And it's like all these different syndromes, the Stockholm syndrome. They start loving their abuser and take all the FEMA drills and police training and government. It's like in your role. And when they run terror attacks, they do it through a script. And so everything becomes role-playing. If you don't have your own identity, if you don't have your own moral compass that was taught to you, you know, through your culture, don't trust the government, never snitch, stick together. Those were truly passed on ancient human attributes against tyranny. As they remove that, yuppies, you know, trendies, liberals, they're all in a role, and they play a role, and they're and it's like a three-year-old playing princess or playing cowboys and Indians. And I remember when I was 3 years old, having a giant paradigm shift in my backyard when me and my friends were playing Batman and Robin, and it clicked. I said, I'm playing a role. I'm not really Batman. And I had this paradigm understanding that everybody was playing roles, and then I never basically did it again. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly. And people really do become the role. When they get a job, they become their job. They tend to lose themselves as well. Mr. Postman actually becomes Mr. Postman. And same with Mr. Policeman, that they get into this role and they don't think like an ordinary individual would ever think again. They think more like a machine, the conditioned machines. Same with the military. But remember, too, we're run by experts at the top with unlimited financing, with thousands of think tanks working on every possible repercussion for their agenda at every stage. And they work out what reactions from the public will be. They have risen a generation on militarized video games, which were intended to desensitize the military from killing or turning on anyone they're told to turn on, including their own people if need be. And they've raised them with this. It's a very addictive. They know what they're doing. And these guys now are the real Johnny with a gun. They're wearing the uniforms. And when they're told to turn on their own people, they will do so.
Well, they found
the plan. Yeah.
Exactly. They found in World War One, soldiers would shoot people 1,000 yards away, but over half of folks, unless they were fighting for their lives, wouldn't shoot somebody 20 feet away. By Vietnam, with pop-up paper targets to habitualize instinctual shooting, they got it to where about 90% would pull the trigger up close. You know, you must heighten your killer instinct or you will be dead, Marine. Doom, the video game, was developed over 15 years ago by the Pentagon. We talked about this, and now they even use the PlayStation controller with the Predator drones, and they're actually hiring teenagers who have the top scores on these pilot programs that they now admit the Pentagon funded Microsoft. And I talked to a high-level former he's actually a Hollywood producer who for 5 years worked at the highest levels of Microsoft, and it's all basically a Pentagon program to precondition. And it was like, what, 20 years ago they had the last Starfighter put in a science fiction thing where they put out these video games to find out who can beat the game. Then they land and say, you're now going to be part of the intergalactic starfighters. But instead of really working for aliens off-world that put these video games in, the Pentagon now admits they are literally getting the best robot pilots to now be in these trailers in Arizona or Nevada or New Mexico with drones 10,000 miles away, and they've been habitualized on very games designed to pre-program them.
Yeah, they also go through a very specialized testing for the ones who do that. And this was disclosed in a documentary in Britain where the U.S. nuclear subs are based at the Holy Loch. And the commander of the base was asked how they select the two men aboard every sub who put the keys in together. They look at the little computers and so on. Everything's computerized, so the little figures and so on aren't just continents and aren't just people. They're just like cartoons to them. But he said, we select the psychopathic types because they will do what they're told, and they will turn those keys and they will press those buttons when they're told to do so because they can't empathize with other people. So they actually have selective courses and tests to get the right people who to sit behind, as you say, in these trailers while they kill hundreds of people thousands of miles away that they never even see.
And they have drill after drill after drill. Now, people are asking, well, how do they know who is the best drone pilot? Well, now almost all the games are interactive. And so it's all on a database, and now the Microsoft Xbox, the PlayStation with Sony, all these companies admit it's got voice identification, infrared face scan. They're now going to add pain sensors to the games. Remember what, 20-plus years ago, that James Bond movie where they're global domination and they're playing the game and they're getting pain when they get hit. This, again, it's all pre-programming, and they admit it. This is not our opinion.
That's right. People don't realize that the biggest corporations out there were all funded by the government agencies.
Oh, oppression, you prey on us when we sleep. Oppression, you chase after the tired for the weak.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to own
two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing?
MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow.
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology,
go to MaxFitGloves.com
and use the promo code RADIO.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go
wow.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now Bill Gates is giving free shots to the people in Africa, but then he gave a speech, and it's doublespeak to his people. That's why the audience laughed. The sickos laugh. We played the audio and video here just a month ago. And he says, we've got to get everybody's vaccine so we can cut the population by half. Mm-hmm. And everyone laughed and clapped. It was a sick psycho enjoyment. We're saying we're killing them out in the open, and they don't even see it. And it's, ah, ha, ha, it's, oh, we're murdering. We have power. Trampling and being trampled. We're priest of power. We're pressing on the nerve, Watt.
Mm-hmm.
We count. We're mega-deathing. We're killing. We count.
And the thing is, too, they are super confident now because the public have never been so dumbed down, the general public, as they are today with scientific means through media, all media, entertainment. And there's not a thing you can watch in entertainment that isn't full of predictive programming and messages and how you should behave and how you should feel about this and feel about that. You're given it all. And they've never had such a dumbed-down population with the inoculations as they have today. 30 injections before a child gets out of hospital after getting born. I mean, and then they're full of fluoride from then on. So we are really working on at less than half speed, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. And why do you think some individuals are predisposed to be resistant to this? Mm-hmm. Versus others that fall right into it. A lot of it's upbringing, genetics. Mm-hmm. But obviously the most aggressive anti-government, anti-tyranny group in the world were North Americans just because of the selection of who came here, the rebels, the criminals, the trailblazers. And so that's why we were the first to be fluoridated. We're the first to be targeted. And then we're the beta test. If they can do it to us, they can do it to anybody. And they really hate the Muslims because they've got their own in those countries, kind of old world oppressive system in some ways. But that's, they say, one of their biggest threats because they won't allow in any of the Western control.
Mm-hmm. And the Muslims, too. You see, the whole world is almost standardized. The whole world is almost standardized. The Muslims have held out. They have an intact culture, and they're autonomous to an extent, too. They've traditionally never joined the world bankers. They've never traditionally used usury, so they can't get put into massive debt. That's been changing since the late 1800s, but still there are holdouts there. They don't fit in with the globalized, standardized system. And that's what it's all about, is standardization of a world system across the entire globe. So anyone who won't go under will be bombed under and forced under or simply eradicated altogether. Yeah.
Continue.
Well, it's the same thing, too, with the oil and all the rest of it, too. We know it's just land grabs, it's mineral grabs, it's oil grabs. Not for our countries, because we don't have countries anymore, to be honest. We're run by internationalists, and we have been for a long, long time. But they're making sure that they have all these resources for themselves for 100 years, 200 years in the future. And I've read the Department of Defense's own projections for the next 50 years. They know, and they published it before the dollar bottomed out and the crash came. They said there would be financial crashes. They said there would be food shortages. There would be riots as they bring down the Western world. And 2010 to 2012 was around the starting date for the actual riots. Well, we've seen the riots break out in Greece and other countries. There's articles in the paper now they're expecting riots in the UK shortly.
Let's talk more about that, but let's go back. You made a big deal out of this in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
We realized it was a big deal. We wrote articles about it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You did it CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. London Guardian reported on it. We got the whole 100-page report, the British Ministry of Defense program.
Yep.
And they said we're going to financially collapse it into 2010. We're going to have flash mobs, riots. And they talk about how we are the enemy. They talk about using nuclear weapons or the neutron bombs.
Yep.
If the people were to ever try to take back London or Ottawa or D.C., they will neutron bomb the population, and they just admit it. We're standing by with neutron bombs. They're public. We will kill you. And they say there's nothing you can do. We're going to poison you. We're going to sterilize you. And if you ever try to take a capital, we're going to neutron bomb you. I mean, this is and then so the cops, the military that serve this, and the bureaucrats, you're drinking deadly poison. You're being poisoned with GMO. Your sperm counts dropped 85%. You're becoming sterile. You're dying of cancer. And you will salute the government and take your five-year-old that died of cancer and bury him and then just salute the government. Thank you for killing my child. Thank you, New World Order. I like my petty psycho power, so I'm going to serve you straight to hell. Thank you. Yes, sir. I'm not strong enough to break my conditioning. I'm not strong enough to read where they say they'll neutron bomb us. I'm not strong enough to admit this is a psycho kill grid we're in. I'm going to submit. I love being a tyrant, so you go ahead and smash me.
And also that was followed, remember, from the Guardian and the Department of Defense for the UK and NATO, all NATO countries, followed immediately or a month later by the United States military one, which was pretty well identical to the British one. So this is the world agenda, and it said the same thing will happen in the United States. So this all falls in again with Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, which is the century for change, planned change, of course. And they're already starting to smash down a lot of the suburbs around the urban areas and Detroit and places like that. That's all part of the planning. Everyone's to get forced into the already overcrowded cities.
And they said that 20 years ago. They said we'll get everybody dependent through the trilateral banking system, and then we're going to destroy half of the homes in the cities. And Detroit has announced they're going to destroy a third, and they're announcing massive new energy taxes all designed to bankrupt us. They say you're going to have a brain chip to have a job, that people will have to accept it just to have a job. It's like, oh, it's free market. You don't have to be here, but you'll starve to death. They talk about flash mobs, how they're going to control us, their new world order, their world government. And you can read the 100-plus page report. They have a link to it in this article. And if it's not linked now, ask Watson. He can pull up the actual British Ministry of Defense report, U.S. government report. I mean, folks, I at a primitive level get excited and try to warn you. I mean, I'm a fellow human. I want freedom. I want to be happy. I want a good future. I want to build and work together and go to space. These control freaks don't. So Alan can calmly talk about it. He's a great guy. Me, I mean, it's like we know these are mastermind criminals. We know what they're doing. We're not lying to you. And you need to check out what we're saying. And then no one in the government or the military or the police should serve these people. You're with us, the people, even if you think you're part of the system. Alan, isn't that the biggest trick? Is that people that serve the system feel like they're on the winning team?
It's a fact. It's also a technique and a science in it, all in itself. It's called obedience to authority. The same technique they use in the military. You're part of the team. I'm too important to be discarded. That kind of stuff. And it's worked through the Soviet system, well tested, tried, lots of books written on it, obedience to authority. So, but what they don't realize is for instance, look at all the bureaucrats you have to take care of millions or billions of people. Once they've reduced the population, they won't need the bureaucrats, so they're next to go as well. You won't need all the cops out there or the military if you wipe out most of the planet. So what are they going? They won't keep you around as a pet, believe you me. These guys are all about economics and what seems to be appropriate at the time. And if they claim that you are eating up the resources that their future offspring, the least future offspring, will have for the next 1,000 years, they're going to get rid of you very quickly if they don't need you.
Oh, my. My sinuses, they feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. Sinofresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get Sinofresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get Sinofresh today. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I've got a really good memory, but it's not perfect. No one's is. Unless it's the Borg mind of the computer system, and that's full of mistakes. But it's like yesterday, I was up on air talking about Pentagon technology to get the heat resonance biometric print of your body, or even your shoulders and the top of your head. And I got an email saying, Alex, they can't brain scan you from orbit. People got confused by that. I was reading a BBC article from, 5 years ago, about 25 meters away, they can brain scan you, and they're putting these up. was also CBS News. Then I went into identification, biometric systems of how you walk from the ground, satellites that can identify you once they have your heat resonance print of your shoulders and the top of your head from orbit. Okay, that is admitted. So people get confused by that. Now, I was going from memory on this DCDC Global Strategic Trends Program, 2007-2036. Here's the London Guardian. Revolution, flash mobs, brain chips, a grim vision of the future. I need to get Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nemo, somebody, one of my great writers, researchers, to go through this report 3 years later and show how much of what they talked about that would start happening by 2010 has now begun. Okay? But in here, I had them search in the PDF file, it's 100-something pages, the term neutron weapons. And they did find it. But it talks about how they may be used in war, kind of what Bertrand Russell was saying of we'll use nuclear war to knock out all our enemies and then have an age of peace. So it must be the U.S. version of this, or perhaps even a PNAC, because I know I've read it and did a story about it, where they talk about we'll use neutron bombs against populations if they try to take over the government. So we need to ferret that out, because, again, these things all mimic each other and are very similar. We're going to go to calls here, but Alan Watt, you were getting into the narcissism, how they train people to not care. I've read Roman historians who wrote about the fact that early on in Rome, they didn't have gladiatorial events, and that they scientifically, as a way to dehumanize, and so people would put up with tyranny, first it was convicted hardcore criminals had to fight. Then it was old slaves. Then it was basically everybody. Then it was your neighbor next week. And as long as the public could cheer for somebody being torn apart this week, that dehumanized everyone and made them enjoy seeing their fellow humans killed. Next week, it would probably be them, and that things got worse and worse as the empire declined. They did this consciously 2,000-plus years ago, right through their fall in 410 to the Visigoth chieftain Alaric. So this is a much more – I mean, they had scientific control 2,000 years ago. The Greeks had it 2,500 years ago. Continue.
Yes, and what you find, too, is that the big authors who worked for the Fabian Society, which is just an arm, a specialized arm to control left-wing for the socialized world that they're bringing in on behalf of the elite. In fact, it was all started up by the elite themselves and funded by them. And the Royal Institute of International Affairs, they're all branches, specialized branches of the same thing. And you'll find that their authors have talked about this particular age we're in today. One of them was Arnold Toynbee, a professor at Oxford. He was the one who taught Rhodes Scholars for World Government on behalf of the elite. And he said in his own history books, he's a philosopher and historian, he said that this is what happens at the end of an age when an empire is going down. Now, the elite always move out before the empire crashes, by the way. You never see that the rich people get put under. And they bring homosexuality to the fore, lesbianism, party, party, party for the wealthy elites, and then the rest emulate that too. They have fewer and fewer children. They have infanticide. It becomes very common. And so they know the techniques of bringing down society. Everybody's partying, having fun, entertainment, drama, plays staged as never before. And it says that this can be re-implemented at any time in any culture, in any empire. And the same, as long as you bring in the same formula and sequence, you can recreate that and bring the people down to basically a slave level. And now that was also said by Carl Quigley, Professor Carl Quigley, who was a historian for the Council on Foreign Relations. And he taught at the U.S. State Department. He taught the diplomats. And he also taught the guys in the Pentagon. So they use knowledge for weapons. Knowledge is power, and it can be weaponized if you understand the techniques and the formulas to reintroduce the same sequences. You can bring people down as you control them, every stage of the way. And today we have nothing. Today we're living as like Sodom and Gomorrah. Regular television now is basically pornography. They're bringing up live simulated sex shows on British morning TV, this kind of stuff. It's hard. This is the key, too. To break all natural bonding rules that creates a strong cultural society. And it starts really with the man and the woman as the first target. You divide them, you conquer them, you then separate the children, the state rear the children with new values, which are all politically correct. Every intake in kindergarten is taught to a scientific formula so that the the intake from the previous year are given a little upgrade from the previous year before them for what they will expect to happen culturally in society in their lifetime, so that when it happens, they think it's normal. And Beria, who was a KGB or NKVD head of the Soviet Union in 1934 at the International Communist Meeting, talked about this. He said it used to take 70 years to alter a society in a cultural way to our advantage. Now, he said, in 1934, it takes 5 years through indoctrination of the intakes of children. Today, it's down to year by year by year through kindergarten. It's a scientific indoctrination so that they'll get brought up in a world where, yeah, brain chipping will be normal. Hermaphroditic beings cloned in laboratories will be normal, all kinds. There'll be no such thing as pedophilia anymore. That's another big goal. Destruction of all normalcy means you are defenseless against the big boys because you have no cultural values to hold on to and stand up for. When you can't stand up for anything, you are totally defeated.
You're now a blank slate that they can program anything they want into. You're an empty hard drive. Now, I want to go over this, and then we're going to calls. I mentioned this last hour. Contestants turned torturers in French TV game show experiment. And here's the Stanford experiment from 71, where the professors themselves went crazy with the mock prison and torture and even began actually trying to hurt people and kill people. And they were telling people to mock executions that they thought were real, and they were actually carrying it out because of the mad, crazy power trip. And this was almost 40 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. This was 39 years ago. Think of how far they've taken us now. I want to play a Fox News clip of this torture show where we're all being taught it's beautiful and wonder. Roses aren't beautiful, beautiful green fields, beautiful oceans, love, innocence, honor. It's not good. Death, destruction, blood, torture. This is what's beautiful. This is what's good. This is your power. Your power to hate and kill and to give support to killing. An evil culture by design so we're defenseless. Virtue, sovereignty is the antidote. States' rights, cutting the size of government, not putting your children in government training camps, warning everyone you know, getting upset, getting through the comfort zone, breaking out of your bubbles. Realizing how serious and real this is and that everything else you're being programmed with is fake. What's real is the government think tanks. What's real is the documents. What's real is what's really happening, not the false spectrum analysis projected on you that is literally a matrix-like system that we're now digitally, television all going now to 3D, which they admit is total mind control, makes you mentally ill, just total programming, drugging the water supply. We're deep into this technological dictatorship right now. Let's go to this clip.
He shows, well, it is that and then some. French producers actually mocked up a game show. Contestants were posed questions. If they got them wrong, they're commanded to throw a switch and zap a fellow on, literally, on the hot seat. Now, it appears that he gets hit with electricity upwards of, 420 volts worth. All the while, the audience of this game show shouting, punish him, punish him. Take a look and listen.
Laissez-moi partir! Laissez-moi partir!
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming.
It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it, others don't.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Last week, Georgian state-controlled TV broadcast that the Russians had invaded again. They never invaded to begin with. They have simulated cyber attacks, simulated terror attacks. They announce on U.S. TV it's fake only at the beginning. All of this War of the World psychological brainwashing. This is done so people associate torture as fun. That's why they brought out the Abu Ghraib torture, was to get you ready to accept it. Now police all over the world are taught pain compliance, and a federal court and a state court have ruled police can now break arms and taser you to answer questions without a warrant. Alan Watt.
Yes, in fact, this come out in different court hearings, or it's not even court hearings. I don't think he even goes to court when they taser people and kill them. The police were now using tasers for compliance. Compliance is that's what it's all about now, compliance. You comply, you do what you're told. There's no such thing as rights anymore. You're taught to simply obey or else.
Alan, I see a blurring of reality and fiction with all these fake drills or Russia attacked Georgia. It was a lie 2 years ago. It's a lie now when they ran the newscast nationwide. The people are very angry in Georgia. They have all these TV shows that where they don't tell you it's real or not. They announce they've captured an Al-Qaeda leader sometimes 14, 15 times, never retract the last time. They're scientifically setting the precedent where they just lie and deceive all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a technique, too, because, see, this is the It's a war of terror, not on terror. It's a war of terror. You always use terroristic techniques on the vast population when you're drastically changing quickly into a new system, and you want that for, again, for obedience and compliance. And that's what we're seeing happening now. But when you see, there's so many television series out now on terrorism, and government agencies dealing with it all. It's all so far-fetched and crazy scenarios. But people are lapping that stuff up. They can't tell fact from fiction anymore. They see the guys in the streets with the combat boots, the cops and all the rest of it. It's all quite normal to them. And what happens is you get into a state of flux. They call it flux at the top, where you can't rationalize reality and separate it from fiction and use your own perceptions to say, am I really under attack right now, or is it mainly in my head? But all the symbols are giving you is that they're under attack, you're under attack, comply, obey, obey. And they can rush forward a whole agenda with rationing, fuel rationing, which will come to as it is off the roads gradually, into the new system. And as they're doing it, yes, they will step up the decadence within society, because when in the feudal systems, they knew that when they brought out someone who'd fought against them, a hero like Michael, like William Wallace, for instance, the peasantry would turn up living in their own misery, and they would actually hate someone who tried and failed, and they'd watch them being drawn and quartered and sliced up in a ritualistic killing on behalf of the king. And they'd cheer because they hate the losers. The public hate the losers. They know it within themselves. They're losers themselves. And they transfer it onto the victim who stood up and had the guts to stand up but actually lost. This is the same technique they're showing you now. They're telling you you're nobody, you're weak, obey and maybe survive. If you don't obey, you definitely will not survive because we'll get you. That's the message now. And they've borrowed all the terms that they used to use in the Soviet Union, like political correctness is a direct translation from them. So is
hate crime.
Anti-government. Any statement, any criticism of any policy at all is called now your anti-government.
And they're trying to.
The opposition party is the most anti-government party around.
Well, we love our country. We fear and don't like our government if we have common sense. Here are some of the headlines. Kucinich kisses the ring as Obama deceptively sells totalitarian care in Ohio. Kucinich sells out on health care after ride in Air Force One. When I saw that photo yesterday, I knew Kucinich had sold out with Obama smiling triumphantly. He's the type of psycho that hates America, hates good people. They enjoy destroying you. They enjoy making you poor. And now this medical tyranny that does have the ration care, does have the death panels, it's all coming in now, Alan.
Matt, I mean, you also get the compulsory sterilization that will be on the books because look who's up there, Mr. Holdren, that wrote the book with Paul Ehrlich. Paul Ehrlich's wife is a high member of the Trilateral Commission on Cancer and Foreign Relations, and they wrote about that years ago, that they would bring in mandatory sterilization for the unfit, and that's coming now. Yeah,
they're saying now, look at this mother that had a genetic problem and she had a kid. We need pre-screening to license you to have kids. And then, we have been taking your blood at birth for the Pentagon for 37 years. Globally, it started 37 years ago. We were in a world government 37 years ago.
Yeah, we were. And again, generations haven't even known it. But the big, apart from the Federal Reserve getting created back in the early World War One. In fact, there'd be no World War One if it wasn't for that being created. But the fact is, when FDR gave you the New Deal, that was the announcement of this is the new way, this is a new system, this supersedes the Constitution. The Constitution's out the window, and the bankers and so on, we're running the show. It was a legal declaration.
Absolutely, and he declared the War Powers Act in 1933 and put the country into a permanent emergency, and that's what we're still under today. We can cut big government. We can support the family. We can trust in our Creator to lead, guide, and direct us, not the big organized religion. There is a big awakening happening, and the globalists are trying to manipulate that and control that, but their global warming taxes are in trouble. The record numbers didn't take the swine flu shot or the seasonal flu, so we had record low flu. That was in Wall Street Journal because it's the shot that gives you the flu, all the evidence shows. The people are trying to get healthier. That's why they're trying to wreck all the agriculture and industry where you are totally dependent on them. So even if you're awake, there's nothing you can do. And we're very close to entering a time when it's going to be even harder to beat these people. But I see a lot of positive things happening. Alan Watt, what do you see on the positive front? Then we're going to calls.
Well, I think people will be standing up more on an individualistic basis. As you know, groups are penetrated so darn quickly and taken over very, very quickly because they've got unlimited financing at the top and unlimited agents, basically, to go and do that. I got reports here of them doing it in Canada recently as well and letting it undercover with far-left groups and in Britain too.
Well, they're out of control in Austin. Yeah. They're just out of control operations here in Austin. Yes. But it's having no effect, and people are seeing through them.
Yes, and that's the key to it. If you retain your individuality and you mix with different people, you think you're a group, whenever you see it veer off from its initial intent, then you know you've been taken over. You've got to, and then you leave it. You don't submerge yourself and lose yourself within the group. You must always think as an individual and keep your mind on track. That's the key to everything. And the boys at the top, now here's the thing too, they've taught us to think that everything is fair and that we live in some kind of democracy where everyone gets to say, and those who make the most sense will always win. The big boys at the top do not and never have played by any fair rules. If you want power and you want to maintain power, you don't play by the rules. That's why they don't care if they're caught out with all their lies. They continue regardless as though they never heard you. And they'll stoop to nothing to get their way. If it's blowing up buildings or a whole city, they will do it if need be. If need be. And we've got to understand that. Never to panic when we see these things come down the pike.
And that's why they're so, I agree with you, that's why they're so angry at 9/11 Truth and demonizing it everywhere, because we've taken their toy of false flag terror, and now people are automatically thinking, is it the government, qui bono, who stands to gain? And it's really angering them.
Mm-hmm. It's angering them, and they put so much money out, and groups, again, anti-groups, you might say, and propaganda from the Pentagon through various agencies appear as independent news clips. And I've read articles from the Pentagon where they actually do this to brainwash the public and try and poo-poo it. And these silly radicals with their crazy paranoid ideas and repetition of language like that, that's what they hope to win over the general public with. The general public, unfortunately, as I say, you cannot live in reality if you're consuming daily television fiction. Fiction is not fiction to entertain you. It's there to indoctrinate you. And I've lost count. I've tried to keep track of all the shows that come out since.
All the messages, the anti-family, anti-gun, anti-homeschool, yeah. Anti-free mm-hmm. market, anti-pro-world government, yeah. All the messages and cartoons about the Illuminati making it a joke. I'm going to make this point and then go to calls. You mentioned how they create mass insanity where people accept mass murder, war, torture, human sacrifice. Look at the Romans. Look at the Aztecs. Look at the Druids where, oh, the sun won't come back during an eclipse if you don't give us your children to sacrifice. That every culture does this. They make you give over your children to be burned in fires or flayed or have their hearts cut out. Because if they can make you do that willfully, they have full mind control over you. So human culture always ends up getting dominated by the psychopaths, and they turn the world into the type of world they like, death, destruction, torture, and killing. It's 1% of the population. We've got to identify them, educate the virtuous and good and the mighty to rise up and be the leaders they are to defeat this scum.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.